Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drew.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Phil, it's your time of the year, the guru of the BLNG. Tell me, where are we at?
I don't know whether I'm a guru. Anyway.
You're too modest.
Last game, Rick. Last game.
Are you ignoring me or what?
Yeah, I am. Annoying things normally go away, don't they, if you ignore me? Anyway. Last round this
still
week.
Still here.
Still?
Still.
Right. We've got Tanunda and Willesden.
Last round, Tanunda and Willesden.
Right down there, the bottom. Willesden third to bottom, Tanunda bottom.
Well, that should be really exciting.
Should be a humdinger ring dinger. Lucky I got bowls.
Well, they'd be queued up already, wouldn't they?
They've shut the oval off. They left the padlocks on when Hawthorne were there. So.
Well, given that Tanunda haven't won a game,
yep.
And given that Willesden haven't won a game since round one, I mean, it'll be riveting stuff.
Oh, it'll be a great game.
And it's at Tanunda.
Playing for draft picks.
Now, okay, let's lay it on the table. Who are you going for?
I'm going to Tanunda.
And where did you have a beautiful home?
I had a house in Tanunda.
And how far from the oval approximately?
Only a stone's throw and only a small stone and
was
small
that,
throw.
Was that counting the metres through the hole in the fence that you...
No, it wasn't. It was over the fence there.
Right.
Yeah, over the fence there.
Well, logic would almost seem to say that Tanunda would win. But...
Oh, bet you're picking Willesden.
No, to be honest, I thought I'd mislead you. I'm going to go for Tanunda as well, simply on the grounds that it's home for Tanunda.
Yep. That's about all I've gone for.
That's about the best I can justify my selection on.
All right.
Certainly not form.
No, you can't pick either on
no,
form.
No, on form.
Barossa versus Newry, obviously at Williamstown.
Oh, that'll be another exciting affair.
Newry by a mile.
Newry will win the game. And it's meant to be raining, I think. By
yeah, Saturday. It is. Yeah, showers.
How lucky. I hope that I don't get that
game. I hope you go to Williamstown.
Yeah, thanks, pal.
Zero, minus zero. So we're both going to Newry there.
Yes.
Angaston and South, be the match of the round, obviously. At Angaston, at the...
Given the description we've just done of the last two, no wonder you are the guru when you reckon that's the match of the round. Well chosen, Phil.
at the bike track, isn't it? I think that's how you described that ground the last time you were there.
No, that was a mountain dirt bike track.
Yeah, mountain dirt
bike
track.
Well, it was wet that day. I don't know how much rain is forecast. It would not matter how much rain. South Gawler will win easily.
Well, I'm picking Angaston because it's at home and for no other real reason. You used that line just before. So.
Well, I'll make a couple of provisos and still remain with South Gawler. Fortunately or unfortunately, seen Angaston a few times this year, and I will admit that they beat Kapunda last week by 16 or 17 points or whatever it was.
Comfortably.
Well,
we've had that discussion already.
it wasn't that comfortable, but we haven't got time to go into that. But it was, and this is probably an indication of where I rate Angaston, it was their best performance that I've seen this year. Now, they're not the side that played in the grand final last year.
You got a couple out. Ryan Kennelly's at Centrals.
Yes.
Or is it just about the same side?
It is, but they're just not playing that way.
No, obviously not.
And
Somerton not going that well?
No, Somerton's going all right.
Okay.
It's just the blokes around him.
Everybody else.
But I cannot see South Gawler not winning. But
okay.
Strange.
Well, I'm going Angaston.
I had a feeling you'd do
yep.
that. Now, listen, being the guru,
oh.
How about a prediction for the finals?
Gawler Central by 10 goals.
Yeah. Well,
it doesn't matter who finishes second or third. I mean, whether it's Angaston or... They'll play each other the first final anyhow, so that's
Well, the funny thing is that if it wasn't for the draw, South Gawler and Angaston are going to play each other 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the three's finalised already, no matter what happens on Saturday. So The only thing that could upset us, I think we've mentioned on the show before, Central's winning the grand final, is that they're going to go for a couple of weeks without playing a game.
That's right, exactly.
Because they've got a bye this week. They're going to have a bye.
Went to the beach this week.
Did they?
One of the Adelaide beaches I had seen
down
there.
Were they looking for those two blokes in the boat?
They've been found. That's unreal.
Yeah.
Where have they gone?
I've got a theory about that.
Yeah, okay. We won't go into that. It's nothing to do with sports. So.
No.
But yes, Gawler Central refreshed
could
down
be,
on the beach.
Could be a recreational sport, I suppose. But
yeah, a bit of fishing.
Yeah, something like that.
No, it was fish, though, they were after it. Anyway, yeah. Getting on back onto the footy. Central by a mile. They'll whether they have a break or not, I can't see anybody beating them.
Yeah. No, Red Rover, it's all over. And I would also say that the best and fairest Charlie Molyneux's all over as well.
Yeah, look, unless I get an invite to that. I don't know when that is. Are they having a
I don't think they are.
I thought they might have limited numbers.
No. In fact, you've just reminded me of something. I was speaking to the Prez.
Yep.
And he has said that the presentation of the best and fairest
yep.
will occur grand final day.
Oh, okay.
So unless...
So you're setting me free too this year.
The only thing is, unless they make it preliminary final day, because it means that, assuming it's going to be a Gawler Central player...
Yeah.
I mean, I would assume it's
he
Charlie.
He won't like the medal on grand final day,
exactly.
will he?
Exactly. I mean, the only thing is, if other Gawler Central players rob votes from each other. But if it was a Gawler Central player, they won't want it presented on grand final day.
No, that's exactly right.
And since they're guaranteed of being in the grand final,
yeah, that's right.
It might be smart to present it on preliminary final day.
What about a free tea at the Vine Inn for me? That's what I'm a bit dark on.
Hey, what's this advertising now? You're getting commercial rates or what?
You know, I look forward to that free meal.
Oh,
I love rubbing it into you too. What about the AFL, Rick?
Oh, are they? Did you know?
You asked me. Go on.
Do you know that the AFL is a not-for-profit organisation?
I didn't know, actually. But that, I mean, they've only got 30 or 40 staff there, haven't they, in the AFL?
A little small group of people. Now,
that's all it'll be.
Are you sure about that? Would you believe the AFL... Up until the end of last month, when they began to actually have a look at themselves.
Oh, a bit of a cull there.
795 paid staff members. That is
a joke.
Well,
no wonder pasties and beers and everything cost so much.
I mean, that is just...
What would the minimum guy be on? 300,000?
Well,
have to be.
Well, I don't quite know, but we do know which was released.
What was Gilly on?
They haven't released his salary for 3 years, but 3 years ago it was 1.74 mil.
Oh, bugger.
Yeah.
How's he surviving on that?
Well, and you know, like his executive board, right, they are on a total of 10.56 million. There are 11 of them. That works out at about an average of 880 grand each. But that's small fry compared with what I'm about to tell you. No, honestly, you know, when you've got a not-for-profit organisation,
How can they even say that? They get like 400 million from Fox and footy rights.
But I can understand why you've got groups like your religious groups, your community service groups. Don't smile like that at me. Right. Now, I can understand why they fit under an umbrella called not-for-profit.
Yep.
I mean, you could say that some of these religious organisations are so huge,
etc. in the bowling.
Oh, the donation.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, let's try and keep this vaguely sensible. Why start now? But how you can have an organisation even contemplate not-for-profit.
So no tax paid by them.
No tax.
But obviously... the people at work there pay their taxes.
Oh, yeah, they do. But how...
That is a joke.
If it wasn't true, it would be a joke. But evidently, statistically, from about 2003, when Andrew Demetrio took over, the staff... Obviously, the poor bloke thought he was overworked because the staff went from just under 100 to up to 795 now.
But just under 100 you can accept, probably.
Well, probably.
It's a big organisation and there'd be... Yeah. But 795, what in the hell are they doing?
Well,
what are they doing?
Well, I challenge you to try and tell me that, because listen to this. The figures are just ridiculous. There's 367 staff working in departments overseen by the AFL General Counsel, Andrew Dillon. So he must sit around counselling people or something and needs 367 people to help him. 116 under the AFL media manager, Darren Birch. Perhaps he can't read or write and needs advice or something. 100 in the commercial department to deal with contracts under Kylie Rogers. And 93, poor old Stephen Hocking, he runs the football operation. Just the football, you know, like that's what they're really there for. He must feel...
I can't believe this.
He must feel as though he's really not looked after. He only had 93 helping him in the footy operations department.
And they'd all be on 200.
Well...
Or 100, let's say 150.
But you've asked the question already. What could they possibly fill in the day doing?
Be like the caterers at the Adelaide Oval. There wasn't even as many there.
Well, the funny thing is, if the caterers were half smart at Adelaide Oval, they'd have moved to Melbourne and just imagine the lunches they could supply every day.
Have they got any in Adelaide? Anybody in
Adelaide? No, well, this is where it all comes amazingly confusing, if it's not already, in trying to work out. Right, to add to it, they've got eight internal in-house lawyers.
What would they do in a day? And then they got the tribunal. They're all separate, so there'd be no... They wouldn't have anything to do with that.
Unbelievable. Eight
lawyers. In-house lawyers.
42 in finance. 26 in strategy. I reckon they'd be the hardest ones because they'd be working out what to get the others to do, I would think. And 10 in the integrity unit. Isn't that amazing? Now, forget all that. That's just Melbourne bound. Right, let's just think about this. There's 104 staff working at AFL New South Wales. That's a rugby state.
What would they do? There's two clubs over there, and the clubs would run themselves. Like, you know, they got their staff that run them.
But there's more, Phil. 104 at New South Wales AFL, 88 at AFL Queensland.
Oh, that's a big football state.
29 at AFL Tasmania. But here's the good one. This is the one I'd like.
At least there's none in the Northern Territory.
40 at AFL Northern Territory.
What?
They'd operate...
They played a couple games up there this year, so they would have been busy.
They'd operate out off the beach, wouldn't they? I just can't
believe that.
Just imagine what the internal sunscreen bill would be. And they probably supply sunshades.
I can't believe
umbrellas.
Honestly, 40. If you said 100 people the AFL employ, I would have believed it. Not 795. That is ridiculous.
Just a lazy 500, give or take one or two, working at AFL House in Melbourne. That's just incredible. The wages bill for the AFL bureaucracy topped $115.6 million last year. I mean, that's an insult. And as much as the COVID-19 pandemic is a tragedy, it has actually, for a group like the AFL, forced some degree of reckoning. Now, that's as... Those statistics are true as of the moment, but evidently next month there's going to be some genuine culling. So that probably means it probably means the CEO only gets $3 million.
Oh.
Eh? Perhaps they'll go down to 7 lawyers.
Well, it's a cow. They didn't say how much. No,
they didn't. I mean, it's an insult.
I can't believe it, though. A lot of that money should be going to grassroots footy and helping the local clubs here and everywhere, you know, throughout Australia.
It's
just, honestly, I can't believe it.
I mean, you can't argue with the fact that television rights, it's a very popular code of sport.
Oh, absolutely.
And the money, as you've just said, should not be going
into
the pockets of people.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care where we are doing this show. You could not justify probably 85% of those positions.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
It is, isn't it?
And then you've got the players going into nightclubs and getting thrown out of nightclubs. And I mean, that's probably where half of these guys have got to be... lawyers, that's probably where they come in, do they, or what?
You'd have almost thought that there would be some bloke in charge of nightclub attendance, wouldn't
you? Well, you know, somebody's got to be accountable for that. But
speaking of nightclubs, and speaking of Richmond and their relationship with nightclubs, did you hear about the group of footy players that on the end of season trip, and they strolled up to the nightclub door, bouncer said, no way, blokes, you can't come in without a tie.
Fair enough.
Now, this was evidently a pretty upmarket club.
So nothing like that Stacky and them went to. That wasn't a real upmarket club, I don't think.
Anyway,
it
had a pretty, top-of-the-ranking reputation, so the boys were pretty keen to get in. So they whizzed back to the hotel, and 20 minutes later, they've bobbed up at the entrance to the nightclub again. And there's three of them wearing their club ties, but there's one bloke who wasn't. Instead, he had a pair of jumper leads around his neck.
What?
All right, said the doorman, you can all come in now, but you, pointing to the bloke with the jumper leads around his neck, don't you start anything.
He probably saw the scuffle that they got, the Richmond boys in.
Although,
boom, boom, you go.
You'd have thought the Richmond boys probably would have had a set of jumper leads, probably from the car they flogged. I shouldn't have said that.
Could be our last show.
Oh, dear. Now, anyway, so we are running out of time, but I thought... No wonder, you know, we struggle to get this show done because we've only got one producer. We should have about 10.
I know. And where is she today?
She's absent without leave.
Yeah.
Dear me.
Grab one of our lawyers and...
That's right. She could be without a job.
And anyway, Rick, we've had a bit of fun today.
We
bagged the AFL, which has been good. So,
Let's hope that our listeners have enjoyed it. We have. So until next week, this is Rick.
And this is Phil.